First question that I always ask everyone is, what issues, what drew you to run for the 742 school board?
What made me aware to run and what actually made me do it was the kids through this whole last year through COVID with masking not being in school. That really affected me because I went for full time to having to take care of my sister, really changing my life to make sure she was always taken care of because she did the 24/7. And then I got into it more about looking through what Minnesota statutes and laws were coming in and what kids were actually being taught in schools and actually having to sit through it a lot more. And then also hearing from other parents and people of the district. So I got really involved this entire last 2 years in the district of what's really happening. I also got involved through the district with my brother playing hockey and in 742. And once he got to the high school level, you didn't have a team with Apollo. You didn't have a team with the Tech. It was all combined. Like, you couldn't get enough kids to come into sports either. And there was issues in the sports world that parents have been dealing with for years. So those are all reasons that got me to start running.
Always a good starting point to start with a positive.
Absolutely.
So what do you think 742 does better than any other school district?
From my personal experience, actually being in the classroom at one time with some student teaching going on, how teachers knew their students. They knew their students, they interacted with their students. We have so many great teachers here in this district. Going with my sister in the special needs community from the time she was in kindergarten, first grade, all the way through the years, those teachers, you didn't have a single bad teacher. They loved their job, they loved their students, and they would do anything for their students to advocate for them. So there's such a great positive community in the teachers here in the district.
Now, you mentioned frustrations, talking with other parents in the district, frustrations that you've had yourself. Can you detail some of those frustrations, some of those things that you're looking to change if elected to the school board?
Absolutely. So some major frustrations that that parents have had is the curriculum and the homework that their students have. It will be the bullying issue is a huge one in this district. You have some kids not being given extra opportunities or being held back. A huge one that I will bring up that I was just talking to a parent in the last month, and her first grader came home with content that should not be addressed until high school and a certain age and was questioning her identity and things like that. Those are things that this mother was so furious about because it was taking and stripping her daughter of her innocence. And that's something a parent should do in for a 5-6 year old, not something a school should do. So that's a most recent one that I've had of an issue.
Now, you mentioned curriculum. If elected to the school board, would you play a more specific role in looking at the curriculum that's being taught in the school and, in essence, editing it? How would you handle a curriculum frustration?
We do need some changes in our curriculum. We look at our reading, sciences, math, our grade average is below 40%. There needs to be some changes. You can try to blame COVID and the lack of being in schools for the last year or the issues there, but even back in 2018, it was still below 50%. So there's some major changes that need to take place. And I want to get on there. I want to look at all the curriculum, all the books. What are they actually teaching? There's issues, and a big thing I've gotten into, let's get back to the basics, like actual math class. Let's get back to science class, reading class, arithmetic, Professor Phonics, the alphabet. Get back to good, proven work that has been for generations. I'll take a personal story that I know of somebody, this person's now in their 50s, but they learned to read by sighting versus actual the alphabet. Like A sound for, you did every sound of the alphabet and the letters there. To this day, being at 50, they have handicaps with spelling and writing and things like that. So we have seen this go on for the last 40 plus years. Another issue with a parent that brought up to me, she goes, from my 30-year-olds to my 20-year-olds here in this district, the 30-year-olds had life skills classes and they learned actual stuff in the books and the education. Her 20-year-olds, she said, are so lagging even in their conversation. So these are kids that have already gone through the system. So there's a lot of changes that could be made, and maybe some are still good that we'll keep there, but we need to give our kids a good education, and from our test scores we're showing, kids aren't getting a good education.
All right, this is the elevator speech. This is the why vote for Teresa for school board.
Being on the school board, I'm an advocate for the parents. I'm an advocate for the students. I'm an advocate for the teachers. I want to get on the school boards to make the schools the safest place possible, to give everybody equal and fair opportunity for an education. I want to make schools the safest place out there. So we have bullying issues. A big thing in the district is you have different disciplinary measures set in place. Schools do not follow them. Teachers do not abide by them. And if a teacher would do something, it's the teacher that will be put at fault, not the student who did the issue. So actually put in and enforce the disciplinary measures will help with those issues. I think, and I've run on this one for my safety, is why do we have our schools defenseless? And a sign doesn't stop somebody from just walking through the door and doing something to say no guns here. We have to have a safety officer or maybe an ex-military or current military in every school just guarding our students and our teachers. Those are the most dear people in our lives. And onto education, yes, there's so many issues that can get resolved with that, but we need to bring up our test scores, actually give our kids a good education. And that's why I want to run.
Those were the questions that I wanted to bring up. Okay. Were there any issues in particular that you wanted to bring to the table?
What I would like to really see in this district is an increase in kids' activities, more kids in sports, more kids in learning the fine arts, and not just because it's a class assignment, but because you'll have more kids into music and acting and, again, sports and just extra activities. Actually have kids being able to communicate and talk to each other. Those are personal things I've seen just on the outside. You look at any group of kid right now and you'll see a cluster of friends and they're all on their cell phones. They don't know how to talk to each other anymore. And they actually have classes in schools of communication classes now. Where did we drop the ball in our education system? So those are some just personal things that I would like to see. Having kids respect and love of country again. And you have to, in order to respect and love this country, you got to know this country, you got to actually know American history, know who this country is and what was founded on and what your grandparents and our great-grandparents fought for and our great-great-great. Why did they lay down their life for this country? Have respect for our military, for the American flag, when that goes off and everyone stands for and why. So those are some things that I would like to see in this district and literally across the entire country. And I just want to give kids a good education. Everyone has a right to that. And I don't want to hear the excuses of, well, they throw out the excuses of, we have more kids that can't speak English. Well, then how do you rectify that? Because let's give everybody the equal opportunity to be educated and not make excuses and try to explain away your bad test scores, because there can be great results.
All right, to dovetail on that, A large minority of students are from other nations' descent. There is a language barrier in the 742 district. How would you suggest rectifying that situation? You mentioned that not everybody speaks English as a reason that we can't use anymore. Mm-hmm. How would you fix it?
That will come down to curriculum. So a personal thing that I have is my grandfather, his parents, they spoke German in the home. They were immigrants. They came here to this country. And all the way up until he got to kindergarten, he never had spoken a word of English. But by the time he left kindergarten and got in first grade, he could speak perfect English. What's the difference from that to now? It is our curriculum. It's the books. It's how these kids are being taught. And getting back to, let's get the alphabet. Let's teach these kids, because they want to learn. They want the equal opportunities. That's why their parents came here, for the beauty and the openness that America can give them. So we need to change and get back to good curriculum and actual English classes and things that work. And that's where it comes down to simple. Do I have books and everything in mind? Sure. But you have to actually get onto the school board in order to make those changes.